Welcome to the Polthax Diary Podcast. You join me, Polthax. I'm here reading in my diary. Now, I have had just two, I want to say dentures, they're not dentures, two fillings filled in my tooth. Too much fun factory coda, the dentist said. He slapped me on the face. He said he was doing it to see if the amnesia was working, but he won't. It's just because he hates me because I was racist about the English. I think he's quite patriotic. I just said we're a bunch of moody bastards. Anyway. You'll remember last week when... what happened last week's podcast? Can't remember. Oh yes, Tony was talking about his stag night. He wants to go into town. Doon into the toon leak. Why I away to bite a grove. Anyway, that's what happened last week. Let's just crack on with this week's podcast. Welcome to the Radio Polthax Podcast, 11th of June. Well, Eugene was released from hospital this morning. He came round with a bunch of flowers and tried to say sorry to Mum, because he was sick everywhere, if you remember. He was as humble as a Brummie can be, and for the first time in a long while, he actually got into the studio and started jamming. We spent 7 hours in there. However, the session was utterly marred with technical issues. Half our guitar cable seemed to be busted. The stand for the snare drum has gone wonky somehow. Eugene kept hitting me with the head of the bass, and Dad was unable to play in key. It's a very confined area for four chaps to trump in. But worst of all, Dad insists that we don't jam to any structure. So, it's just total free form. Do as you please! Thank you. As he says, and it's absolutely dreadful. I'd start playing something. Tony would join in on the drums. Not too bad. Then Eugene would join in on the bass. But he couldn't see what I was playing because I had my back to him, so he didn't know where my hands were, and he can't play by ear. So he struggled to keep up. And then Dad just sort of kept doing endless guitar solos, which were completely out of tune because he couldn't hear what he was playing, so he just wouldn't tune it. I begged Dad to try to work on music for the verse of my single white female song, which I'm going to read it to because I feel I've shortchanged you a little bit there. So it's a song called Single White Female about single white female is got a question mark at the end, so it should be read as single white female. Not that I'm racist, don't care what colour you are. Touch your tits. The song goes, howdy ma'am, how you doing? Couldn't help but notice you're also looking at the spam. You take the last tin, for your heart I long to win. Friday night, what you doing? Oh no, are you with him? And then the chorus is, holy lady, so beautiful you slay me. The way your chin it curves, I'm the man that you deserves. And then I think, I can't tell if it's the mid-eighth or what, and he goes, why did you with him? Is it cause he's slim? Because he knows how to swim? Or go to the gym? Because his hair doesn't need a trim? And he's not low on potassium? But that was mid-eighth, it was all going to be a bit nicer, a bit slower than that. Don't know what kind of song it is, and then he goes on to, leave that man, I bet he doesn't like spam. Why are all women paired off? Why is it? What's the master plan? And then it goes all maudlin. Cursed to live alone. Yes, love, I'm leaving. No need to take that tone. Oh, don't pretend to be dry heaving. And that was my song about meeting a singer. It needs work, obviously. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and think it's good enough for Phil Collins or something. It's not. It's just something I was thinking about. Anyway, I begged Dad to try and work on the music for the verse for my single white female song. But he would have nothing to do with it. Anyone. He just kept doing guitar solos. It was the closest thing we've ever come to having jazz. And I bloody hate jazz. Every minute of it. It's just nonsense. If someone was doing that with the mouth, you'd think they were just having a seizure. So in the end, I stormed out, and I could hear them all doing jazz as I was walking down the path. Dad was even scatting. Wankers. It's horrible playing with them. They all looked down on me because I'm self-taught, and they all went to music college or were in bands for years. And then they all went, yeah, they all went to music college 3 years ago. They offered to take me, but yeah, mum tried to make me pay my own tuition fees. Where the hell am I supposed to get £33 a year from? No, man, not fair, is it? They all know what a scale is. Bastards. Anyway, 12th of June, Dad and Tony were in the studio all day today. Hang on. In my mind's eye, I thought the 12th of June was Tony's stag do. Obviously not, that's bullshit. Never mind, ignore that, it's coming, I'm sure it is, it's coming. That's what she said to my dad the other day when he was ringing DHL about where his parcel was. He ordered a new toupee, and all we could hear the woman saying on the phone was, "It's coming, sir, it's coming." And Dad got an erection, had to go rut mother. Anyway, that's by the by. 12th of June, Dad and Tony were in the studio all day today. Eugene had to go see his wife, apparently. Not sure why. I've lost my place. It's late to now. Start again. 12th of June, Dad and Tony were in the studio all day today. Eugene had to go see his wife, apparently. Tony and Dad were still doing the non-standard, non-structured jamming nonsense. I went in for 5 minutes, and Tony was on drums, and Dad was doing a kind of free-form spoken word rap, rapid-fire poetry. I told them how utterly ridiculous they sounded and looked because they were wearing hats. I don't know where they were from, but they looked like they were from Africa. I don't think they should be appropriate in that culture because you're not allowed to do that anymore. Oddly, I always thought that was something that people thought was good. If you sort of thought, oh, I like that, I'll wear that hat, it makes me look fun. Anyway, so I told them how utterly ridiculous they sounded and looked, and Tony threw a drumstick at me and it hit me on the testicle, and I have never known such pain since, and the pain didn't subside for 3 hours. 3 hours I lay on that studio floor rolling around crying. Still hurts now quite a lot. I mean, nowhere near as bad as it was, but Jesus's. Tony made some pathetic half-hearted apology, but he did it while he was playing the drums. It was like, I am sorry, pum pum tish, I hit your bollocks, padiddly puppy pum. Stupid. I got furious with him and just kept screaming, poor biddy bollock. And there was complete savelling of my voice. I tried to punch him on the shin and I screamed at him just to get out. I was like, get out! You've shattered my spermatozoa! Then Tony left the premises shortly after, apparently in a foul mood because I'd ruined the session. Oh, bibbly boo, I've turned on storage sense. To optimise storage use, we've turned on storage sense for you. Thank you, Windows, that's very helpful. Let's investigate what features Windows 10 has brought to my world. Storage sense runs automatically when you run low on disk space. We've cleaned up 0 bytes of space from the last month. Thank you. That's very helpful, isn't it? Very helpful. It managed to clean up 5.5 gigabytes of disk space. So that's actually quite useful, but it has shut down my diary that I was reading from my Google Drive online web cloud storage space. So I'm going to have to navigate to that now. So, Firefox. Come to tiddly-pum, Firefox is not loading up. There we go, Google Drive. June. Third week in June. 12th of June. Doodly-boop. I'm about to it. I'm sat in bed now with a bag of frozen peas wrapped in a tea towel on my nut cluster. Oof, hey, it hurts. Worst part is I was going to have an evening of, well, never mind. Let's just say I found a old KS catalogue. Anyway, 13th of June. I was up most of the night in pain. My testicle area is bruised, apparently. According to Dad, that is. I wouldn't let him look at it, but he said they can get bruised. Never known such pain, such constant testy pain. I think this must be worse than childbirth. Yeah, so today I've done nothing but sit on the sofa and just flick through the various channels. I think I even saw 30 seconds of Loose Women. I'm not sure. At one point, I remember just bursting into tears for 30 seconds. That's the only reason I can think of why I would be crying. Anyway. 14th of Juana. Oh dear. I was up all night with my nut cluster in agony again. By 8 o'clock in the evening, I was just rolling around my room. So great the pain was. By 9 o'clock, Dad had called a taxi and insisted I go to hospital. Terror filled my pain reeled but terror filled my pain-riddled body. There was no way any man was ever going to touch my manhood. Not before a woman did. How could I live with that? The first person ever to see my member would be a man. No, I wouldn't have it. So, I pretended everything was fine and the pain had gone. Oh, Jesus, he's wept. English United Kingdom local experience pack just got installed. Let's take a look. If you take a look inside the English United Kingdom local experience pack, who knows what you might see? Get Windows, how to speak your language. It's only got 2 stars. Sorry, just done a big Windows update, you see, and I'm getting loads of bullshit from Microsoft. Anyway. I pretended everything was fine and my testicle pain had vanished. However, I am an horrific actor. Just simply terrible. I didn't even fool him for 1.3 seconds. He was having none of it. He forced me into the shower, made sure I scrubbed every crevice possible that I could reach. Then he shoved my slippers and shorts on and dragged me into the taxi. Within 20 minutes, I was sat in the hospital emergency room waiting. I filled out a detailed form as to the nature of my medical emergency. I couldn't spell testicle without the aid of my spell checker on the computer, because who writes things with the hands anymore? So I just sort of drew a picture of my gland being hit by a drumstick. Though to be honest, it looked more like it was being hit by another cock. The only thing worse than my terrible handwriting is my horrific drawing. It's so bad it's almost good. You know that, I forgot what it's called. Never mind. Then another 2 hours later, the terrible moment arrived. My chunky name was called and I was directed into a small room down the hall. I walked as best I could. Then I got into the room. There was nothing in it save for a chair slash table with what I thought was some kind of robotic hand at the end. Sort of looked like a big horseshoe, 2 big horseshoes. I thought they were for maybe like holding bandages or something. I didn't really know what they were. But there was no one in the room, so I just sort of staggered over to the chair table thing and hunched over. As the pain was sort of rising again, I was having a contraction, I think. Suddenly then I heard a lady voice behind me saying, "You okay, Mr. Tex? If you'd like to remove your shorts and hop up onto the table, I'll examine you." I spun round and saw a woman in a white coat. I assumed she was a doctor or nurse or something. And then something terrible happened. The thought went through my mind that for the first time ever in my life, a woman might see and touch my penis cluster. It's been a question I've asked myself pretty much every day since I've existed. When will a woman touch my little man? It's been horrible. Throughout my life, I've had friends tell me the day that after a woman touched their Willington for the first time, and they all mocked me. That bastard who it happened to when he was 15. Then those 2 sods that happened to it on the last night of being in the sixth form. Then that git who kept texting me when he buggered off to university every time he touched a lady minge and was touched by a lady minge. And then, of course, worst of all, was Cecil. He used to give me the most horrific reports of his amorous adventures with Mother. Repress, Paul, repress. So suddenly, when the thought of a woman looking at and then touching my Cockington was about to happen, I instantly ejaculated without even being rigid. I don't even think the woman doctor noticed, as I was already stooping over panting. I managed to remove my shorts and wiped away the dirt. Then I struggled to get on the table, but I couldn't see it. I could feel that my Willington had not shrunk. I mean, you know, it had gone small, but it hadn't gone inside my body. So I finally got my bulk into position, and then she turned around and was like, she just went, "Oh dear," She only looked at it for 2 seconds, then told me to get dressed. She didn't even touch anything. I put my dirty shorts back on. Oh, that was a sensation. She said my bollock was badly bruised. I had to take some painkillers and just wait. It will get better. I suspect that will be the highlight of my sexual experiences in life. Could be worse. At least it was a woman. The painkiller she's given me a helping. I've even managed to, woman has technically nearly kissed me on the cock now. If she'd slipped and... Sorry. Them lots of drugs. 15th of June. I slept like a log last night, though actually I wasn't covered in moss, slightly mouldy, damp, and on the floor of a forest. So, more accurately, I slept like a chubby lad, high on painkillers. Thank you. 16th of June. As it stands, and the pun is, as it, yeah, sorry. 16th of June. As it stands, pun fully intended, my little chap area is almost completely better. I mean, it still hurts a little bit, but not as bad as to hamper a fun, happy super time, if you know what I mean. Preparations for Tony Stag Night are coming along very well. Thought that was happening in June. Don't know why it's not. Confused, frightened, and slightly aroused. I don't want to divulge any information here, because I want it to be a surprise when I come to read this back on my deathbed in the year 2198. And by the largeness of what I've got planned, I imagine it will all be a blurry haze by next Tuesday anyway. This afternoon, myself and Father went into the studio to write a kind of anthem for our annual Radiothacks AGM. That's annual general meeting. It's a rocky number to be sure, with subtext ranging from the decline of the textile industry to the moon landing conspiracy. Here are the lyrics. An annual general meeting is a meeting that officially bodies and associates... It's just a Wikipedia entry for AGM. Not going to read that out. Bit tedious. And I think, if I can find it, this is the song we wrote. Here. Yes, I just copied it from Wikipedia, but the way I sing it implies a subtext. My intonation on the word shareholders is a direct reference to the government greenbelt policies, I think, anyway. Local government, not national government, greenbelt policies, the two are very different things. The song is a thing of beauty, although we do seem to lose it at the end and it sounds like a cacophony. But then all my songs do that anyway, but they do that on purpose. Because that's how I feel inside. Things are going along so well. Going along. Falls apart's a horrific mess and everyone's just sad. 17th of June. I logged into Facebook today to see how all my friends are doing. I wanted to have another look at Eugene and 2B's holiday photos, if I'm being honest. The one where she's in the three-piece bikini. But it would seem that for some reason they have both unfriended me. As have Tony and his wife. It's probably because I left erotic comments on her mother's 90th birthday party pictures. It's not my fault if I could see that old lady nipple poking out the bottom of her dress. I mean, you know, they are very, very long, and they are very, very erotic. I can't. So I'm just going to comment on it, and I'm going to say I've saved that into the bank of you know what, love. You may be 90, but I'd have a go. I could tie them together and use them as a sexy bow tie. I think her mother was up for it anyway. She seemed to reply quite keen. Shame she died a couple of days later. Anyway, so now I've got a total of 3 Facebook friends. That's Dad, Auntie Beryl, and the website educk.tv. Though I'm only friends with them so that I can mock them on a weekly basis. Also today, Tony and Eugene came round to work on some music. We didn't get very far. We got into a big argument, they got into a big argument with me. They don't agree with that. I have now lost my virginity because that woman doctor saw my cock. I insist that you have had sex the second a member of the opposite sex has seen your genital region. Tony insists that it only counts once both parties have achieved penetrative climax. And Eugene says that it's not until, and I quote, they've popped a finger in. I've no idea where or what that means, whose finger's where. Don't know. And Dad insists that just touching a bosom counts. It was actually quite an interesting debate, one which raged on for hours. And then, as usual, Eugene took it too far and started getting very violent. Took out his penis and tried to just hit Tony's drums with it. He said, is this having sex with a drum? Does this count? Is he penetrating it enough? And then Tony just said, well, why don't you pop a finger in it then? And so he did. He jammed his finger through the snare drum and then he put his penis through it. And then he just started saying, oh, look at me, I'm doing a drum roll, as he spun. Oh, it was horrific. Too cocky. Too much cock on view. Didn't like it. I made my excuses and left. And then Dad made his excuses and left. And then we just locked him in the studio for the night. I bet they bum each other. Oh.